The word of God which we direct our attention is Colossians 1, verse 12. The Father has qualified us to join in the inheritance of the saints in life. Qualified. That is a word that has been before us with frequency. You fill out a job application and it asks, what are your qualifications for this job? Sometimes you filled one out and another, and all you got back was a return. The likely could have said that we're sorry, you do not have the qualifications for which we are looking. Sometimes it puts us on the spot. What indeed are our qualifications? I recall one of the many accrediting visits we've had in the last 6 years, and somebody sat across from my desk and asked, what are your qualifications for this job? I really didn't have to say because the only word in the company was security. So what do we do when we say, as we said about the candidates last Tuesday, the faculty has endorsed these men as being in all points qualified for the office of Word and Sacrament in the Church. Quite obviously, that doesn't mean that they know everything and have all the answers. But what does it really mean when we talk about qualified, when we're talking about our spiritual relationship with our God? There are some ways in which the word, which is translated here as qualified, is used in the New Testament in a decidedly negative sense. And they are each a reminder to us of our own inadequacy spiritually before God as we are. John the Baptizer said of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am not qualified to loosen the form of his sandal. There was a centurion who once came to Jesus and said, he said, I am not qualified, worthy, that you should enter into my house, but only speak the word. And there is an apostle in that tremendous chapter on the resurrection of our Lord who said, I am not qualified to be an apostle because I persecuted the Church of God. In each of those instances, we should have seen something of ourselves. Unworthy that the Lord should come into our midst, unworthy that we should be called upon to do any service for him, unworthy to be spokesmen for his grace. But notice what St. Paul tells us in this word. It is not that we are qualified, but the Father has qualified us. That is an act of pure giving grace. That in spite of our lack of qualification and our total unworthiness, the Father has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in life. He has made us one with his great people of every age. He has qualified us to stand with his saints at every time and time to sing the praises of him who has called us from darkness to light. The Father qualifies us. And he does it in his Son, Jesus Christ. So St. Paul continues, he has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and has transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. That is our qualification, that Jesus Christ took our place, that he became the offering for our sins, that in him we have redemption, and through him we have forgiveness of sins with our God. And therefore we are transferred from one domain into another, from the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved Son. God in grace for Christ's sake has qualified us to be with them, to share in the inheritance of the saints in life. That is our perfect qualification, that in him we receive forgiveness and life. And therefore we are qualified by God for his favor. Really, there were lots of people who called into question the qualifications of St. Paul for ministry. And they probably had some good arguments, humanly speaking, on their side. But when Paul talks about his qualifications for service to the Lord, he does not call out his own personal qualities, his background, his training, his learning, his erudition, but he says, not that we are competent of ourselves, he thinks anything else coming from us, but our competence is from God, who has made us competent to be ministers of the new covenant. And so it must always be with you and with me. We are not by ourselves qualified, but God in his grace has qualified us to share the inheritance of the saints in life by the redemption of his in Christ Jesus. And in his utter grace, he has also qualified us to be spokesmen of his mercy and his grace. And that gives us both our consolation and our courage to be so qualified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.